Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
One thing I have to say about these garlands, they're very nice. This is better than the flowers you buy from the shop. So even if you get enough money to buy flowers from the shop, better to use these that you're singing in the evening about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Goladeshe Banamala. Lord Chaitanya is around his throat. There is a garland of forest flowers, not market flowers. So this is nice, very nice. So discussing Ramananda Rai, the discussions between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, they cover the most important subjects of spiritual knowledge. It's the most important theological discussion in the history of the world. Ramananda Rai is an incarnation of Arjuna. His father, Bhavananda Rai, is an incarnation of Pandu, and he had four other brothers who are all different incarnations of the Pandavas. He's also known as an incarnation, Ramananda Rai is also known as an incarnation of Lalita Gopi. Ramananda Rai was the governor of the southern portion of Maharaj Prataparudra's kingdom. By caste, he was a Kayasta, which means the administrative caste, which is considered to be Shudra. But Lord Chaitanya heard topics of Krishna from him, and in this way established one of the important principles of his teachings. Kiba vipra kiba shudra nyasi kena noi je Krishna tattvaita she guru hoy. That whoever has knowledge of Krishna should become a guru. He may be a Brahmin or a sannyasi or even a Shudra by his background, but his qualification is that he knows about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, went to Puri. There he delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya from the deep pit of so-called logical arguments and converted him into a great loving devotee of Krishna. After staying for a short time in Puri, Lord Chaitanya wanted to travel to South India on the plea of searching for his elder brother Vishwarup, who had taken sannyas before him, but more importantly for delivering the conditioned souls who were residing in South India. When Lord Chaitanya set out for South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked him that, "You please try to meet Ramananda Rai. Don't think badly of him because he's a worldly person, a politician, and a Shudra by caste. But he is a very greatly learned scholar. And over and above that, he is absorbed in the mellows of pure devotional service. He is the right person for you to speak with." So Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India. Wherever he went along the way, he delivered millions of conditioned souls. When he came to the Godavari River, which is a holy river in South India, he knew this was the area over which Ramananda Rai is overseeing. So he was very anxious to meet Ramananda Rai. So he arrived at the Godavari River at midday and took his bath there. And after taking bath, he sat on the side of the river. Then he heard this sound of music, a musical procession, and saw that at some distance along the bank of the river, someone was coming to take bath, accompanied by Brahmins chanting hymns and the sound of musical instruments being played. This was Ramananda Rai. As the governor of the province, he used to, where everything he did in a regal manner. Regal manner means like a king. That means he was accompanied by Brahmins and people just to take a bath. There's so many big display of kingly opulence. Of course, not exactly just to take a bath, that was called Sandhya Vandana. Means the bath was only part of the three times a day rituals of purification, culminating in the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra. Nowadays we just chant our Gayatri Mantra, but previously the system was that you had so many rituals to do before you even chant that. So anyway, Ramananda Rai saw, sitting on the bank of the river, this sannyasi, even though it was midday and the sun was shining brightly, this sannyasi's effulgence was brighter than that of the sun. So after taking his bath and becoming purified, then Ramananda Rai proceeded to where that sannyasi was sitting and offered his obeisances. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had guessed, of course he's the super soul, he knows everything. So he guessed, you are Ramananda Rai? And Ramananda Rai said, yes, I am that lowest of people. So Lord Chaitanya picked him up from the ground and embraced him very firmly. And both Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai were overcome with symptoms of ecstasy, which is not surprising because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. And Ram Rai is Lalita. So naturally they have an ongoing relationship of intense affection. So when they met and were embraced, they were crying and trembling, hair standing on end. And then Lord Chaitanya noticed the brahmanas looking at them, and they thought that this, here's a sannyasi, and how is he embracing this shudra? And he appears to be feeling some ecstasy from that. How could he feel ecstatic by embracing a shudra? And how is it that this Ramananda Rai, who's a materialistic person, a politician, but just by the touch of this sannyasi, he is also experiencing ecstatic symptoms. So these brahmanas, they were very learned and strict in following their principles, but they couldn't understand what is devotional service. So seeing these people looking at them doubtfully, Lord Chaitanya restrained himself and didn't show, and he restrained himself and controlled those symptoms of ecstasy which were naturally arising in him. And he told Ramananda that, I was hoping to meet you here in South India, and it's very fortunate that just by chance that's happened. Savabhaum Bhattacharya requested me to meet you. He said that there is no rasik devotee, means a devotee absorbed in the mellows of Krishna consciousness. There's no other person like you. So Ramananda Rai said that Savabhauma is very kind to me, and by his mercy I've got your darshan. So at this time, a local brahmana, he came to invite Lord Chaitanya to take lunch with him. Knowing that brahmana to be a devotee, Lord Chaitanya accepted his invitation, and he arranged to meet Rai Ram at the same place in the evening, so they could meet and discuss. So in the evening, Lord Chaitanya was waiting at the same spot, and Ramananda came accompanied by one servant only. And again, when they met, Lord Chaitanya embraced Ramananda Rai. Then they sat down together, and Lord Chaitanya started asking questions from Rai Ramananda. Normally it would be expected that if a householder and a person of lower caste meets a sannyasi, he will ask questions of the sannyasi. But in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking questions of Rai Ramananda. So Lord Chaitanya asked the most basic kind of question of Rai Ramananda. What is the goal of life and how is it to be obtained? And Ramananda Rai gave a very basic kind of answer. But gradually, by Lord Chaitanya's asking more and more, based on this same question, they gradually came up to the highest level of Krishna conscious discussion. First of all, Ramananda Rai gave the answer, what is the goal of life, how to obtain it? He answered, by following one's duties within the Varnashram system, Lord Vishnu is satisfied. Ramananda Rai didn't give answers based on his own speculation, but he quoted from Shastra. So in regards to Varnashram, he said, quoting from Vishnu Purana, Varnashram acharavata purushena parapuman vishnur aradyate panta nanyat tatto shakaranam. By performing one's duties within the Varnashram system, Lord Vishnu is satisfied. So it's true that Lord Vishnu is satisfied by this process, as is stated in Shastra. It's a fact. However, Lord Chaitanya rejected this. He said, Eho bhajya age kaha. This is external. Tell me something better. So this, again and again, whenever Ramananda would propose something, Lord Chaitanya would reject, Eho bhajya age kaha. This is external, tell me some more. And he gradually came to more and more exalted levels. So next, Ramananda Rai, more specifically, suggested that by offering all the results of our works to Lord Krishna, that is the goal of life.
He quoted from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad jahoshi tadasi yat yat tapasasi kaunteya tat karushva madarpanam. Krishna told Arjuna, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you perform, whatever charity you give away, everything should be done as an offering unto me. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho bhajya age koha. This is external. Say something more. So then, having suggested performing one's duties within the Varnashram system and offering the results to Krishna, Ramananda Rai suggested, give up your position within the Varnashram system. Swadharmatya, and quoted from Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhaman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho bhajya age kahoa. This is external, say something more. So next, Ramananda Rai suggested Jnana Mishra Bhakti, devotional service mixed with the knowledge, the path of knowledge. And quoted from Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Shochati na Kankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, in which Lord Krishna says that one who is transcendentally situated neither hankers for anything nor laments for anything. He is equally disposed to all living beings. At this stage he attains a pure devotional service to me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho bhajya age kahoa. This is external, tell something more. Next, Ramananda Rai suggested Jnana Shunya Bhakti, devotional service devoid of the attempt to understand everything from an intellectual viewpoint. In this regard, he quoted one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Lord Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna, in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam sthane stita shutikatang tanuvang manobhe ye prayaso jitititapi taistrilokyam. The meaning is that giving up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by one's feeble brain power. That's half a sentence. You seem to be more fluent. Maybe it's better without. Maybe it's, don't mind, but I think it's better he translates. Try and go on the time. So giving up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by one's own feeble brain power and becoming humble, one should pass one's life hearing about Krishna from self-realized souls. Staying in one's position, that means if you're grihastha, you don't have to artificially take sannyas. If you're brahmachari, you don't artificially have to get married. Just dedicate your life, mind, body and words in the service of Krishna. In this way, Krishna, who is unconquerable, is conquered by the love of his devotees. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho hoy, yes, this is very good. I accept this. Age kahoa, but tell me some more. So, gradually, Ramananda Rai explained Dasya Bhakti, devotional service to Lord Krishna in the mood of servitude. Lord Chaitanya said, tell some more. Then he described Sakya Bhakti, love for Krishna in the relationship of friendship. Lord Chaitanya said, Eho Uttam Age Koha, this is first class, tell me some more. Then Lord Ramananda described Vatsalya Ras, the mellow of devotion to Krishna in the mood of parental love. Eho uttam age kaha. This is really first class. Tell me some more. Then Ramananda Rai described in some detail Shringaras, the mellow of conjugal love. And in some detail he spoke about the gopis' love for Krishna. He quoted from Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna promises that he will reciprocate with the devotees as much as they reciprocate with him. Yeah. But then again he quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Krishna told the gopis that your love for me is so great that I cannot repay you. Therefore you have to be simply satisfied with your devotion. So Krishna's promise was broken by the gopis. He couldn't fulfill his promise. It shows that how their love for him is stronger even than Krishna's power to dominate everything. That's why it said that devotion, there's one thing greater than God, and that is devotion to him. Lord Chaitanya said, this is the highest limit of perfection. Go further. Tell me some more. Ramananda Rai said, up till this day, I never knew anyone who could inquire beyond this point. So then he described the position of Srimati Radharani, the qualities of Krishna and the qualities of Radharani, the position of Radha Kund, and many confidential matters. And Lord Chaitanya kept on telling him, say more, say more. Ramananda Rai at one point said, how can I say anything? I don't know anything. I'm just speaking like a parrot, but it's you who are empowering me to speak. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm just a Mayavadi sannyasi. I was purified by associating with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and now I have some taste for hearing these subject matters. Anyway, go on speaking. Tell me some more. Ramananda Rai said that I'm just like a doll, and you are the puppeteer pulling the strings. So anyway, he went on speaking more and more about the glories of Radha and Krishna. At one point, Lord Chaitanya became so much overwhelmed with ecstasy that even though all this time he had been telling Ramananda, tell more, tell more, tell more, at one point he put his hand over his mouth. That's enough. So that night was finished. The whole night they went on talking like this. And Ramananda Rai said, you please stay here for at least 10 nights and purify me by your association. But Lord Chaitanya said, what are you talking about, 10 nights? As long as I live, I will never be able to give up your association. So I'm on tour now, but I live in Puri. You also come to Puri and join me there. And Puri, we will spend our whole lives talking about Krishna in this way. So again, the next evening they met, and Lord Chaitanya again started asking Ram Rai questions. Many different questions. He asked, first of all, among all different kinds of knowledge, what is the most essential knowledge? Ramananda replied that any knowledge outside of devotional service is not actually knowledge at all. This is the only knowledge there is. And Lord Chaitanya asked, what is the nature of fame for the living being? Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda said that who is famous as a devotee of Krishna, he is the most famous person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that what is the greatest wealth? And Ramananda replied that who has got the wealth of love for Radha and Krishna, he is the richest person. Lord Chaitanya said, what is the greatest unhappiness? Ramananda Rai said, there's no unhappiness in this world. The only unhappiness is separation from the devotee. Then Lord Chaitanya asked that who among all different kinds of liberated people, who is the most liberated? Who is the bestly situated? Ramananda replied that who has got love for Krishna, he is in the topmost platform of liberation. So Chaitanya asked, what should people sing about? What is the best kind of song? Ramananda replied that to sing about the qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna is the essence of all songs. Lord Chaitanya asked, what is the most auspicious or beneficial activity? Ramananda replied that outside of devotional service to Krishna, there is nothing auspicious. Lord Chaitanya asked, what should be remembered? What is the object of remembrance? And this Ramananda replied, the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Lord Krishna. Then what is the object, what is the proper object of meditation? Ramananda replied, the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. Lord Chaitanya asked, giving up all other places, what is the best place to live? Ramananda replied, Vrindavan, which is overflowing with the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. What is the proper object of hearing? What is the best object of hearing? That Ramananda replied, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which is most pleasing to the ears. Lord Chaitanya asked, among worshipable objects, which is the most worshipable? Ramananda replied, the holy names of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya asked, what is the destination of those who desire material happiness and those who desire liberation? Ramananda replied, they become demigods and inanimate living beings, respectively. Lord Chaitanya asked to describe the characteristics of jnanis, those who are on the path of speculative knowledge, and of devotees. Ramananda compared the jnanis to dried up crows who eat the fruits of the neem, the bitter fruits of the neem tree. Whereas the devotees, they are like cuckoos who are full of transcendental mellows, who drink the nectar from the mango buds of love of Krishna. It's very poetic language. Maybe sounds a little unusual in these Western languages. These Western languages are not meant for describing the pastimes of Krishna. They were developed for mutual exchange of lust, greed, and envy. That's how it's said in Bengali. Sounds much better. Anyway. So, Ramananda was saying that, this night went on with questions. And the next night, again, this is the third night, again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda, they began discussing. But after a short time, Ramananda said to Lord Chaitanya, "First of all, I saw you as a sannyasi, but now I see you with a blackish form holding a flute. And now I see a golden figure standing next to you, which is covering this blackish hue with a golden hue." Then Lord Chaitanya showed to Ramananda that he is Radha and Krishna combined. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanna. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupa. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna covered with the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. So seeing this, Ramananda fell on the ground in ecstasy and fainted. Then when he again came to consciousness, he offered many prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said that before I never showed this form to anybody. And he told Ramananda, "Don't reveal this, what happened, to anybody." So their talks went on like this for 10 days. And then Lord Chaitanya went off further into South India. He was traveling to all the holy places to deliver all the people by teaching them about Krishna. So when he left, naturally Ramananda Rai was very upset. But Lord Chaitanya told Ramananda Rai that you quickly end all this political matters and come to Puri and meet me there. When I finish traveling in South India, I'll meet you again in Puri. So when Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri, he found that Ramananda Rai had already come there. And Maharaj Prataparudra, who was his boss, Ramananda's boss, he told when Ramananda wanted to retire, Prataparudra was very happy. If a responsible government leader wants to give up his post, it would not be expected that the king would be very happy. But because Maharaj Prataparudra was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very happy for Ramananda that he could have this opportunity just to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and engage in discussing Krishna with him. So he happily allowed Ramananda to retire and gave him a full pension so that he wouldn't have to worry about his family maintenance. So Ramananda Rai lived for Lord Chaitanya. He lived for 24 years in Puri, and except for just the beginning time, Ramananda lived with him all the time. And especially at night, Ramananda, what happened was during the day, Lord Chaitanya was engaged in different activities. But at night he would stay in his room, the Gambhira, accompanied by Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. And together the three of them would relish discussions of Krishna. Ramananda Rai would tell some shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Gita Govinda, from the devotional poems of Bhavabhuti and Chandidas, and also from his own play that he had written. Ramananda Rai wrote one play called Jagannatha Vallabha Natak. And Lord Chaitanya would relish hearing all these verses. Sarup Damodar Ramananda Rai would quote mostly verses from his play and from Bhagavatam, and Sarup Damodar would sing different verses from the songs of these Vaishnava acharyas. Once one devotee of Lord Chaitanya came to him. His name was Pradyumna Mishra. So Pradyumna Mishra asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would like to hear something about Krishna. Please explain to me topics of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya said, I don't know anything about Krishna. Whatever I know, I've learned from Ramananda Rai. So it's better that you hear from him. So Pradyumna Mishra went to visit Ramananda Rai. And when he met him, when he went to his home, the servant asked him to wait. So he had to wait for quite some time. And Pradyumna Mishra asked the servant, what is Ramananda doing? So the servant told him that Ramananda Rai has written this play called Jagannath Vallabh Natak, and he's training some dancing girls in playing the parts for this play. So this was surprising, because usually saintly people, they don't mix so intimately with dancing girls. And the servant explained more to him that in a secret place, or in a secluded place, Ramananda is training them, they're very young and beautiful girls, but to play their part properly for Lord Jagannath, Ramananda personally instructs them in dancing and singing. He personally dresses them, so they're dressed very nicely, and bathes them and applies scents to their bodies. So Pradyumna Mishra was surprised. And after some time, Ramananda Rai came and he apologized. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were waiting. Please excuse me. But now it's already evening, it's already late. So you please come tomorrow and we will discuss topics of Krishna. Right. So Pradyumna Mishra was confused. That Lord Chaitanya, who is such a strict sannyasi, sent me to Ramananda Rai, who also has a very good reputation as a great saintly person. He's an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Then why would Ramananda Rai do this? It seems very surprising. So he went to Lord Chaitanya and expressed his doubt to him, that I am a sannyasi and I certainly consider myself to be renounced. But what to speak of touching a woman, if I even hear the name of a woman, I feel changes in my mind and body. But he said, but Ramananda Rai not only talks with these women, but he even bathes them, and in the course of bathing them, he must touch their private parts and so many things. But he's completely fixed in the consciousness of service to Krishna. He's, even though he's engaged in activities which would normally cause someone else to fall down, he remains, his senses remain completely undisturbed, as if he was a piece of wood, because he doesn't see, he doesn't relate on the material platform. He's just simply thinking how these girls can best serve Lord Jagannath and please his senses. Lord Chaitanya said that Ramananda Rai has completely conquered over the attractions of Cupid. This is only possible for him. It is not possible for anybody else. So Pradyumna Mishra was satisfied, and he went back the next day, and he heard so many topics of Krishna from Ramananda Rai. So Lord Chaitanya taught different principles through different devotees. Through Ramananda Rai, he taught how a devotee can completely overcome the influence of Cupid. Through Haridas Thakur, he taught tolerance and forbearance. Through Sanatan Goswami, he taught the meekness and humility of a Vaishnava. No. And through Damodar Pandit, he taught how a devotee maintains a sense of objective criticism. No. So these are four principles Lord Chaitanya taught through four devotees. The position of Ramananda Rai, we can talk about it, but it's inconceivable. These great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srub Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Govinda, they were always with Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes we think, well, what it would be like to have their darshan. But actually we're getting their darshan. We have darshan here of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who are always present with all their associates. This Lord Chaitanya is not different from Lord Chaitanya who appeared in this world 500 years ago. You shouldn't think that, well, Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago and now he's not here. He's here. The same Lord Chaitanya who danced with his devotees in Puri is now dancing here in Zagreb. The same pastimes of chanting, dancing, taking prasad, preaching, they're going on. So Lord Chaitanya's, who can understand, they can see that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are still going on. Deshav lila kare, ama gora rai, kono kono, adapi ho ji lila kare gora rai, adapi ho bhagavane deke bare pai. Whatever pastimes Lord Chaitanya performs, even now, even now, those who are very fortunate, they can still see these pastimes going on. Jai Srila Rama Ananda Rai Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Now there may be many questions. Yeah. There should be, because there's so much philosophical discussion here. What was discussed between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai has become the subject matter of many, many books. The whole Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava Siddhanta, especially as was written in the books of the six Goswamis, they wrote so many books. It's all based upon the teachings that Lord Chaitanya first of all discussed with Ramananda Rai. So there may be many questions. Does anyone have any questions? No questions?
In which way, what are the ways spiritual master uses to lead his disciple to Krishna?
The spiritual master engages the disciple in the process of sadhana bhakti. By following the process of sadhana bhakti under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, one's natural inclination for Krishna is awakened. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti shadha kabunai shravanadi shuddha chitti kareya udai. The love for Krishna is naturally there in everyone's heart. That is revived by the process of devotional service beginning with hearing about Krishna. So if we see the process of sadhana bhakti, it's based upon hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is a very big question. I'm just giving a basic answer. So I thought someone would ask, how is it that so many instructions from Bhagavad Gita and Lord Chaitanya says, this is external. Saradhaman parityaja mame kam sharanam raja. No. How is that? No, that is whatever Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that is definitely bona fide. Lord Chaitanya wasn't rejecting Bhagavad Gita. It's not being bona fide. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to stress on the point of love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's teachings begin where Lord Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita end. Lord Krishna teaches us up to the point of surrender to Him. But after surrender, well, what happens? What do you do? So that, what happens is that one develops one's love for Krishna and serves Krishna in one of the different rasas. Life begins. So we have so many discussions how to attain to the point of love of God. But when that point is attained, then the real discussion begins.
I have one question. If you can a little bit more explain what was the essential point why Lord Chaitanya accepted this Tanesita answer from Ramananda Rai. What is essential in that point?
Yeah, because by hearing from pure devotees, at the same point one's love of Krishna is revived. Even to the extent that Krishna, who is unconquerable by any means, is conquered by that love. So that is the beginning of our love for Krishna by this process. And of course, Lord Chaitanya said, Eho hoi, age koha, now tell some more. Let's hear more about it. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed, Prema Pumarto Mahan, that love of Krishna is the actual goal of life. Jara Agi Trina Tulla Chari Purusharta. The four goals of life, which are generally accepted in the Vedas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, all together, all of them combined, in comparison with love of Krishna, they are just like straw in the street. So, in this verse, Savadhaman Parityaja, there is some Aham Tvam Sava Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masucha. There's some question of consideration of liberation. But Lord Chaitanya taught a love of Krishna going beyond even the desire for liberation. Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhaktira Haitukitvai. May there be love for you, Lord Chaitanya says. Love for you, Krishna, without even the desire for liberation. Other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they teach we should love Krishna so we can become liberated and go to the spiritual world. And Lord Chaitanya went even beyond that, considering even Vaishnav liberation to be some kind of personal desire. As Kapila Dev in Bhagavatam states, describing the different kinds of liberation. Diyamanam nagrinanti. What is that? Diyamanam nagrinanti. Vinamat sevanam jana. That my devotees, even if they can get liberation, they don't accept it unless they have the opportunity to serve me.
Which I could perform this, but we see that we, after some time, do not develop this love. So, in one moment speaking, we didn't reach the goal. So, what actually is the main do wrong?
Well, one thing to be understood is that we've been conditioned for millions of lifetimes. So if we think, well, now I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 3 months and I didn't get Krishna Prem yet, so what's the use? This is an improper understanding. It may take some time. Not very much time, because normally this would take millions of lifetimes. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if we follow this process strictly, then we can, even within this lifetime, attain pure love of God. What is holding us back from attaining pure love of God? Offenses. There are 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name, among which one is maintaining material attachments. Maybe you know there's one story in Mahabharata that one king asked all his ministers that, how is it this Maya is so strong? And all the ministers were giving different kinds of replies. But one of the ministers, who was well known as being very wise, he didn't say anything. So when all the different ministers had given their opinion, because minister meant Brahmin, so they all gave their different opinions, how Maya is so strong and how Maya is keeping us entangled. So they all spoke, and then they all looked at this one minister who wasn't saying anything to see what he would say. So he got up and went to one of the pillars in the hall and grabbed it very tight and said, "Let me go, let me go." And everyone thought he'd become crazy. And then he said, "This is why we are... This is how Maya is strong, because we are strongly holding on to Maya. And at the same time, we're saying, let me go, let me go." So it's not that Maya has to let go of us, we have to let go of Maya. Therefore, we hear regularly. We hear regularly what a miserable, useless place this material world is. We hear regularly what our constitutional position is as the servant of Krishna, so that gradually we become convinced. And if we stick with this process of Krishna consciousness, Krishna will help us. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Yeah, what will happen is that we may find all kinds of horrible things happening to us. If we take up devotional service but we remain attached, we may find all kinds of things, all kind of misfortunes happening to us. This is Krishna's mercy, so that we can understand, actually there is no pleasure in this material world. My only shelter is Krishna. So it is the devotee's duty to remain fixed in his service to Krishna. And if he does that, then it is his spiritual master's duty to deliver him back to Godhead. But we also have to make the endeavor to, not that simply going on mechanically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and thinking of all kinds of sense gratification. No, it's not that we shouldn't speak about it, but we should speak about it very cautiously and respectfully. We should know what the ultimate goal of life is. But at the same time, we shouldn't artificially try to parachute our way into Golok Vrindavan. We can be admitted there when we are qualified to do so. So in our stage of spiritual development, it is better not for us to dwell too much on intimate topics of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, in case we misunderstand. That's why we have 9 cantos of Bhagavatam and then the pastimes of Krishna. Because without understanding the greatness of Krishna as described in Bhagavad Gita and the first 9 cantos of Bhagavatam, then when we hear things like Krishna stealing the gopis' clothes, we may misunderstand that, just like some ordinary sex novel or something like this.
Is there any difference between empirical knowledge about Ramananda Raya was speaking and devotional service? And the knowledge about devotional service?
Ramananda Raya wasn't speaking of empiric knowledge. He was only speaking knowledge of devotional service. So when Ramananda Raya spoke about Jnana Shunya Bhakti, that means devotional service devoid of the attempt for intellectual emolument. That doesn't mean that devotional service is devoid of knowledge. Ramananda Rai himself was a great learned scholar and was quoting so many shlokas in his exegesis. But the endeavor that I will understand the absolute truth by my intellectual prowess, that kind of attitude and endeavor should be given up.
On the Bhakti Sangha program, we have discussion and where it is stated that aging in the spiritual life is caused.
What's that?
on the congregational preaching program we have discussed, then everything in the, our spiritual life is causeless mercy of the Lord. And from the other side, it is said that as far as we surrender to the Lord, as far He reciprocates. How we can understand this?
Yeah, both things are there. We have to make our endeavor to surrender. But even the opportunity to surrender, is that only comes by causeless mercy. Srila Prabhupada explained this, that if I come to you, I never saw you before, I don't know who you are, and just I give, here's $100. So that is causeless mercy. For no reason from your part, you get the opportunity to take $100. But still, you have to put out your hand to take it. So devotional service, it's only possible by causeless mercy. But we have to do something to receive that causeless mercy also. Can you understand that? Yeah, not I said. This is fact. Well, there may seem Gaura Leela is, in one sense, even more developed than Krishna Leela or Krishna Tattva. In the ultimate manifestation of Krishna Leela is Madhurya, sweetness. But Lord Chaitanya brings that to an even more developed level of Audarya, which means magnanimity. So sometimes we find devotees saying that we just want to get absorbed in the highest nectar by discussing the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But there's a nectar even higher than that, which Krishna comes in the form of Lord Chaitanya to taste. That is the nectar of preaching Krishna consciousness. That is the highest position. So if you really want to get into the deepest, sweetest nectar, Krishna consciousness. And then, by doing that, gradually one becomes qualified to understand the pastimes of Krishna. Everyone stand in ecstasy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Rama Ananda Rai Prabhu Ki Jai.
Srila Bhakti Kasmada
Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srila Bhakti Kasmada Ki Jai.